Today's scripture reading is from John 13, verse 31 to John 14, verse 7.
我们今天读的经文是来自约翰福音的13章31节至14章7节。
We will read this responsively, first in English, then in Cantonese.
我们会用启应的方式读出，先读英文，然后再读中文。
Verse 31. When he had gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you, you will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Let's read the last verse together. If you had known me, you have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
<音>第三章一节，他既出去，耶稣就说：如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀。 小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。 彼得说：主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？我愿意为你舍命。你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。 我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。多马对他说：主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？ 我们一起读第7节。 你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。May
God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢话语嘅人。
Today's sermon is given by Pastor Thomas Mack. The title is Let Not Your Hearts Be Troubled.
麦牧师传讲今日信息嘅题目系你们心里不要忧愁。
Good morning, everyone.
我知道我每次讲到咧，都有几位老人家咧会为我祈祷。
Every time when I preach, I know that there are several seniors who have been praying for me.
啊，譬如赵伯母啦、胡伯母啦、曾志义啦。
Mrs. Chu, Mrs. Wu, and Mrs. Chen.
啊，虽然佢哋已经翻咗去天父嗰度。
Though they are now with the Lord,
但我知道天父会感动其他嘅人为牧师们嘅讲道嚟祈祷。
I know that the Heavenly Father would move others to pray for the pastors who are about to preach.
为咗牧师们系能够将神嘅荣耀、基督耶稣嘅恩典嚟讲得去清楚。
So that the pastors can clearly, articulate the sermon for God's glory.
亦都为咗自己能够嘅领悟同埋顺服嘅心去祈祷。
And also to pray for one's comprehension and for one's submission heart.
而家就让我哋一齐嚟祈祷啦。
Let us all pray.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你嘅话语系几咁嘅奇妙。
How amazing is your word?
是我们人心里头的安慰。
It is a comfort to our hearts.
也是我们人能够认识你那个途径。
It is also a way for us to know you.
在当中你告诉我们你是几咁个爱世人。
In it, you tell us how much you love us.
甚至你将耶稣儿子耶稣基督来到这个世上。
So that you send your one and only Son Jesus to this earth. For our sin, you died on the cross. To give your grace freely to us. So that those who believe and follow you will have their hearts strengthened and follow you. May you continue to speak to each and every one of us today.
正如你过往对我哋讲说话一样。
Just like what you've done in the past.
愿你得着你所有嘅荣耀。
So that you may receive all the glory.
好，我哋咁样祈祷，系奉主耶稣嘅名求。
We pray all these in your Son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
喺我哋嘅生活里面咧，我哋从来都唔会缺少麻烦。
There is no lack of troubles in our lives.
呢啲而家我哋公司都好兴去搞合并。
And lots of corporations now are downsizing.
我哋分分钟都会裁员。
And there could be layoffs any minute.
但系唔裁得去嗰啲做咗工作就做死你。
But those who remain would work.Even extra hard.
但你唔做，但系把人你拥住嚟做。
If you don't do it, other people would step up.
尤其我好怕喺中年嘅时候咧，去俾人裁员啊。
Especially if you're in your middle age and you are being laid off.
虽然你好有经验。
Though you have lots of experience.
好多人唔想俾咁多人工请翻你，你咁嘅人啊。
But most employers do not want to pay the amount of money.
要自己减薪又好似唔好份气。
And it is tough for one to downsize one's salary.
我会唔够钱你俾我个房屋贷款噶喎。
If I downsize, I wouldn't have money to pay for my mortgage.
啲仔女大学咁贵点办呢
？What about my kids' college tuition?
我退休嘅计划嘅泡汤啦。
And my retirement plan is now all gone.
啱啱做完个 MRI， 唔知个结果个肿瘤又会点咧？
Just finished an MRI test. I don't know what that tumor means.
我哋头先，我哋啲麻烦就好似个大浪一个一个咁冚过嚟。
Trouble seems to be waves and waves that come up. Even though our experience might vary individually, but as darkness envelops us, and our hearts would say, this is it, this is the end. Several times in the book of John, it had delineated how Jesus had been under such troubles. And his heart was troubled. Trouble may mean that your heart is being stirred up. An extreme agonizing exclamation. It's a very, very strong feeling. Beside the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus could see the unbelievers and how he was feeling. So Jesus' heart was troubled. Also, when he was about to be nailed on the cross, his disciple was about to betray him. The disciple whom he loved the most was about to deny him. When he saw these horror and these pain, his heart was troubled. When he came upon the feet of Judas and he was about to wash them, he knew that Judas was about to betray him. His heart was troubled. Jesus' heart was troubled because he loved these people. Due to his love for these people and knowing that he's about to be betrayed, that's when he showed strong feelings. And in this chapter, it talks about the departure of his betrayer. And Jesus knew that the time of separating from his disciples has arrived. So that starting with chapter 13 of book of John, verse 31, through chapter 17, this really is Jesus' farewell disclosure. And in these four chapters, Jesus in great detail was telling his disciples what would happen when he eventually separates from them. Jesus was facing his own death, his imminent death. And because of his love for his disciples, he was filled with these heavy emotions. So what does he say to his disciples whose hearts are filled with troubles? When we are faced with our loved ones' imminent death, what words can we say to them? As a pastor for the last 10 years, not only have I participated in funerals, I've also experienced more frequently the being together with those who are facing imminent death as well as their families. And for those who were about to depart, their last wish were that their children, their grandchildren would be at peace and that they would be united. Or to impart affairs that that need to be handled after their death. Or even comforting words for their families. But death definitely is not a happy
thing.
It is not something that is worthy to be gloried. So to the world, death is the end of a close relationship. So it brings forth a lot of agonizing hurts. So what are some of the comforting words one can say? So the Bible tells us that death is a curse. It is the result of our sin. But because of God's mercy, His righteousness, and His wisdom, God started a great work of salvation. He was not to eradicate sin. He was not going to bring forth fires to eradicate sin. Including you and me who had changed from his original design. But it is because of his covenantal love to us. He sends his only son to this earth to start this earth moving plan of salvation. And in Galatians chapter 3 verse 10, it tells of the work that his redemptive work that was begun in Jesus. And Jesus took this curse for us. And to take us out of this curse from God's law.
And
we see that Satan had tried all sorts of ways to stop this kind of salvation work.
Unbelieving people thought that he had taken Jesus away,
So for the unbelievers, they thought that if they got rid of Jesus, they'd be able to freely live in this darkness. So eventually they wanted to crucify him, so then they thought that that would stop his work. Little did they realize that the cross really is one that would strike Satan at his heart. When Jesus died on the cross, as Satan is smiling to himself, thinking that he had won, Jesus rose from the death in 3 days. His resurrection not only justified us, his resurrection also took away the curse that Satan used to control us. Through Jesus' death, his resurrection, and his ascension, Jesus triumphed over Satan and sin. And to bring forth a permanent glory to God. So that on the cross, he totally manifested God's mercy and glory. And it also showed forth his wisdom and his might. Therefore, in verse 31, it says that now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. But this glorification is a process of agony. Jesus was beaten, he was mocked, and he was crucified. And he was separated from his beloved disciples. And he was denied by them. And on the cross, he experienced abandonment from his heavenly Father. None of us can ever understand the agony that Jesus had experienced. But Jesus knew this was the purpose that he incarnated. It is through this death so that he can glorify his Father. Because of his submission to God, even when he is in agony, that he would walk this road to the cross. And that becomes the strength and the comfort for his disciples when they face troubles. Troubles come to us. Whether it be physical or emotional. We know whatever comes to us, there is always a purpose from God. It is through our weakness that we may manifest God's might. It is through our suffering that we may grow.
在耶稣离开了之后，他说众人都找不到他。
And after Jesus had left, it said that no one could find him.
那是不是说好像正如撒旦他这样想，耶稣的工作就完了，就完结了？
So does that mean, like what Satan thought, that Jesus' work was done, finished?
是不是那群门徒就散了，就四散开了？
And that the disciples would be all scattered?
但耶稣在这里，他反而要吩咐他的门徒，你们要彼此相爱。
But it is here when Jesus admonishes his disciples to love one another.
彼此相爱，他说是一条新的命令。
And Jesus tells them that this is a new commandment.
新的命令，真不是说以前那些人都不懂去爱人。
New, not that the people prior to this commandment didn't know how to love others.
耶稣就在这里，他藉着他怎样去爱他的门徒。
But here, God is showing, Jesus is showing forth how he loves his disciples.
藉着他怎样为门徒舍命的时候，叫他对这个爱有新的和正确的认识。
And through Jesus' sacrifice, his disciples would have a new understanding of this love.
爱不是说只是一种很暖心的感受。
And so love is not just this fuzzy, warm feeling.
爱也不是说有一种很恻隐的心。Pity.
Neither is this love a heart of pity.
爱是什么呢？是因为要爱神，要信服神而有那个的行动。
Love is really truly that you love God, you submit to God, and therefore action follows.
爱是有一个行动的。
Therefore, love is accompanied by action.
在罗马书第五章第八节，他说唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就这样向我们显明。
And in Romans chapter 5, verse 8,It tells us that God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
耶稣特别要我们和他的儿女在神的家的里面去彼此相爱。
And Jesus wants His children to love one another.
跟着十五章他继续去详细讲这个主题。
And later on in John chapter 15, Jesus would detail that.
在这个时候，他说虽然耶稣离开了。
So even though Jesus has left at this time,
但是人能够在基督徒他们彼此之间的这样相爱这个标记的里面。
But people can still see His believers' love for one another.
在那里可以看到耶稣的荣耀。
And through that, they can see Jesus' glory.
以吸引到他们来到神的家的里面去认识耶稣。
So that the unbelievers may be attracted to God's family and to know Jesus.
其实这个都是我对恩若堂那个里的祈祷。
And this is indeed my prayer for our church.
其实我们每一个人都需要，我们都要有一个群体的生活。
Because every one of us needs a life of fellowship.
我们不是个孤单的每一个人的存在。
We do not just live alone by ourselves.
好多时候我都经常听人讲话，我好忙啊，我好烦啊，我没时间去翻教会啦。
I often hear excuses of, I'm too busy, I'm too troubled, I don't have time to come to church.
No, 当你越忙，当你的心越烦那个时候。
But it is when you are very busy, when you are most troubled.
就在那个时候，最重要的会回去的神的面前去亲近他。
That is the time you most need to be near God.
其实那个就是你最需要的时候，你回去仰望神，去在那里同心得力。
That is a time of great need so that you can go back to God and regain your strength.
我哋喺个喺嗰度，我哋就需要更加需要弟兄姊妹去彼此嘅代祷，去彼此嘅扶持。
It's during those times we need brothers and sisters' prayers and support the most.
我哋需要弟兄姊妹陪一同嘅去走，一齐去走过呢一段嘅路。
We need brothers and sisters to walk this with us.
弟兄姊妹，我哋真系要珍惜我每一个翻教会嗰个嘅机会。
Brothers and sisters, we truly need to treasure every moment we come to church.
唔好话我哋好被动嘅，俾我哋工作时间表去带住我哋去行。
So that we don't passively being led by our schedule of work.
唔系话为咗方便自己咧，去编好我哋工作嘅时间表。
It is not for our convenience that we assign our schedule.
我哋真系要为呢个要就嚟要编我工作嘅时间个表，我哋真系要喺神面前祈祷祈求。
We truly need to pray for God's will for us to arrange our schedules。
喺嗰度你要惊奇神点样去为你嘅开路。
In that you will be truly amazed how God would open the path for you。
亦都有好多人都藉著因为弟兄姊妹嘅彼此嘅伤害。
And there are many people because through their seeing of love of brothers and sisters with one another.
睇到弟兄姊妹点样关心佢哋病重嘅家人嘅时候，佢哋开始去认识耶稣。
When they see how brothers and sisters show concern and caring for their loved ones who are in grave health, that they come to know Jesus.
所以我应该将我哋嘅信仰去化做我哋嘅行动。
So that we need to transform our faith into action.
咁样做真系唔容易噶喎。
But you might say, "Oh, it's really tough to do such a thing."
有时我哋好似一字通道，好似彼得佢咁样咁大嘅口气咁样讲。
And sometimes we can be as impulsive as this disciple Peter and say,
吓，彼此相爱啊，得。我愿意，甚至愿意为你舍命啊。
Peter said, "I will die for you, Lord."
彼得好多时候佢讲嘢系好真心噶。
Peter often exclaims his words sincerely.
但系佢并冇好似耶稣咁，即系知道原来佢自己系几咁嘅软弱。
But of course, he didn't know himself like Jesus knew him, that he could be weak.
但佢其实佢唔能够净系依靠佢自己嘅能力。
That Peter could not depend on his own strength。
系耶稣嘅回答咪更加令人颓丧。
And it was even more depressing when Jesus answered Peter。
佢话：你愿意为我舍命？但我实实在在讲你听啊，鸡叫以前你要三次唔认我啊，你话你愿意为我舍命？
So Jesus says, "Will you really lay down your life for me? I tell you the truth. Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times."
但你都唔知道我今晚系点样会走过噶。
Peter, you don't even know how I will pass this night.
就喺彼得几个小时之后，佢真系否认主啦。
And indeed, a few hours later, Peter denied the Lord.
我知道彼得并冇真正领悟到耶稣讲俾听嗰个警告。
So we can clearly see that Peter did not understand Jesus' warning to him.
虽然系咁
，Even that is the case.
耶稣都预先都讲俾彼得听。
But Jesus had foretold Peter.
耶稣会彼得会俾神信实嘅去挽回翻佢翻嚟。
That Peter will be once again re-embraced by God.
佢第36節佢話佢後來你本來我哋佢要去嘅地方嘅耶穌要嘅地方佢去唔到，但係36節佢話後來你都會跟住我一齊去噶。
So even though the road that Jesus is about to travel, Peter couldn't follow, but Jesus did tell him that you will follow later.
Yeah, 并且吩咐佢 喺回头之后，佢兼顾佢嘅弟兄们。
And he even told him that after his repentance, he will strengthen others.
嗱，喺失败呢、这个失败就使到佢更加嘅成熟，更加嘅谦卑。
And Peter's failure would strengthen his maturity, his submission, and his work for the Lord.
Yeah.
So when we fail, it's useless to be just weeping on our bed.
Or
to regret what we had done at, in a corner. But we need to turn our eyes upon Jesus. To confess our sin and to repent.
And
hold on tight to that grace of
salvation. And
to hold on tight to this trustworthy and unchanging
love. And
there we can stand up again and to trust in our Lord.
And
we can again stand up to serve the Lord.
在耶稣讲到说，门徒他们不能够 跟着他去。
So when Jesus tells his disciples that they couldn't follow where he was going,
头先所讲的，正如他说彼得，其实他，因为他的门徒还没准备好。
And it was because they had not been properly prepared yet.
他们还没准备好，他们舍己背起的十字架来跟随他。
They had not totally prepared to deny themselves and to follow.And take off the cross to follow
Christ.
They need the strength that would come from the Holy Spirit.
And
the second reason they couldn't follow Jesus was that this way hadn't opened yet. And that road to follow Jesus at this point is still closed. This way would only be opened after Jesus died and rose for us. And only then would Jesus become that way.
And
only then would we be able to walk on that way. To walk that way all the way to the Heavenly Father. We cannot purify ourselves through our own accord.
除非有羔羊的血去洗净我们的罪。
Unless there is a lamb's blood to purify us.
第六节的话，我就是道路，我是道路、真理、生命。若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And in verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
John Piper 牧师曾经讲过一句话。
And Reverend John Piper had once said,
我们去天堂，天父那里不是说在耶稣的旁边去帮他手。
So going to heaven or going to God does not mean that we are walking beside Jesus to assist him.
我们不是说跟着耶稣尾去学他这样的。
Nor are we going behind Jesus to imitate him.
而是话我哋通过者透过耶稣去单单依靠佢，我哋嚟到天父个嗰度。
But it is only through Jesus when we rely on Him only that we may come to the Father.
只有耶稣先系唯一嘅嗰条路。
Because Jesus is the only way.
喺呢个冇绝对真理嘅一代。
And in this generation where there is no absolute truth,
每个人都系随住自己心里头嘅喜好去行事嘅时候，
everybody is just walking according to what they like.
啊，我睇嚟个个好似好自由啊。
Oh, so it appears that we are free.
但好多时候我就喺嗰度俾撒旦去迷惑或者欺骗。
But it is at that time we are deceived by Satan. That he veils our eyes. And when we feel confused, we need to turn our eyes and focus upon Jesus. To go back to his word. And the Bible is God's truth.
喺嗰度思想啊，耶稣咗俾我哋嘅恩典同埋应许。
There to contemplate Jesus's promise.
啊，当耶稣话我是嗰时候。
When Jesus says I am.
啊，呢个系佢耶呢个约翰讲嘅第六次讲话我是。
This is the sixth time in the book of John Jesus says, I am.
啊，就即係講佢自稱佢就係神。
And that two words are his self-proclamation of him being God.
啊，佢即係話我就係你哋，就係我哋墮落人嘅人翻到天父嘅唯一嘅道路。
I am the only way that you sinful, corrupted people can come to God through me.
我是係咩？我是就係你睇到人得自由嗰個嘅真理。
I am the one who could free you by giving you the truth.
喺就喺罪裡面死咗嘅人嗰個嘅生命。
I am the one who could give you life when you have died in your sin.
啊，如果當我咁樣認識嘅時候。
So when we come to know this truth, when we believe in that, that is when we are comforted. Because we know that Jesus is the only way that we can go to Jesus. And when we are troubled, the Bible is the only truth that we can hold on to.
啊，同埋我哋已经拥有神所赐俾我哋呢个永远嘅生命。
And that we possess the eternal life that God has given us.
啊，当耶稣离开咗门徒之后，啊，佢除咗自己舍己，成为啊通往天父嗰条路。
And so when Jesus leaves, not only was he the way to the Father, Jesus also promised that he would prepare room in his heavenly Father's home. To prepare a place so that we may be together with God forever.
啊，兩日前去過一個嘅葬禮。
Two days ago I was at a funeral.
啊，一個好傳統嘅中國人迷信嘅葬禮。
It was a very traditional Chinese funeral.
啊，好多紙扎嘅一間屋一間屋咁啊。
There were lots of paper houses.
啊，好多嗰啲一箱一箱，我唔知系咪 treasure box 啊，系即系嗰啲宝箱咁，好多箱好多箱摆喺度。
There were also paper boxes that represented treasures.
啊，然后咧，佢到一个地步咧，就将呢啲咧拎咗去咧，就去烧咗佢。
So at a certain point, these paper goods were burned.
啊，然后咧啊，等佢喺第日咧去到嗰个地方咧，就有屋住啦咁。
So it was their belief that when this person died, after his death, he would have homes to live in.
啊，这个完全是一个迷信的，一个迷信。
That is just a superstition.
他们烧的东西，死者是会收不到的。
What they had burned would not be received by the person who had died.
啊，而且他去，而且你我哋唔使为佢预备嗰啲房屋噶。
We don't need to prepare those houses for them.
啊，我哋唔需要擔心咧，佢走得唔好啊。
We don't need to worry that they wouldn't be
not walking good.
Walking well.
Yeah. 因為耶穌係嗰條路嗰時候，佢一定係已經好平安去到天父嗰度噶啦。
But if Jesus is the way, those who believe in Him would walk safely to the Father.
如果更加喺呢度講話咧，我凡都信耶穌嘅人咧，天父已經為咗預備一個俾呢啲指責啊嘅屋咧，好好多好多好多倍嘅住嘅地方。
So here in the book of John, it tells us that.What Jesus has prepared in His Heavenly Father's home is far, far exceedingly better than those paper houses. So from the original text, the rooms that are prepared are in a mansion.
啊，但係 mansion 咧，大屋呢個地方係解釋一個永遠居住嘅地方。
And it represents a permanent dwelling place.
啊，神俾我預備嘅地方咧，我可以永永遠遠嘅住喺嗰度，唔會走，唔會話唔見咗嘅。
The place that Jesus has prepared for us is something permanent. It would never disappear.
但唔係話咧，係好似出邊啊，一間屋一間屋啊，你一間一唔同嘅好多唔同嘅大屋。
But it's not what we are used to seeing, right? Just individual houses, different houses.
啊，呢個聖壇一家，仲有一家，仲有一家人一家，咁人一家好似我哋咁樣隔開曬嚟住。
Not different residences for different people, and you're living separately.
啊，你係話呢個住嘅地方係同天父喺一個喺埋一齊嘅咁樣去永遠居住喺度。
But rather, it is a place where you are together with God, our Heavenly Father.
啊，喺嗰度我哋可以永遠見到神。
And we can see Him forever.
啊！我哋可以喺嗰度，我哋向神問我哋好想問嘅問題。
And we can ask God questions that we had wanted to ask。
喺嗰度，我哋可以去為咗神，我哋俾我哋嘅恩典，我哋常常去讚美佢，去多謝佢。
And it's there that we can praise Him because of His grace。
喺嗰度，我哋因為佢永遠佢愛護我哋嘅時候，喺嗰度得到安慰。
And it's there that we can be comforted by His constant love.
啊，喺呢個就係耶穌要去為一切信佢嘅人所要預備嗰個地方。
And that is the place where Jesus has to go to prepare for all of us.
預備之後，佢會再翻嚟。
After He's done that preparation, He'll come back.
啊，接我哋去到佢嗰度。
And He'll take us up.There. So that we will never be separated from them. But before Jesus' return, Jesus promised that He will send the Holy Spirit.
代表着耶穌去同門徒同埋一切信佢嘅人嘅同在。
To be with His disciples and all those who believe in Him。
就喺嗰度去加添我哋啊每一個人所需要嘅力量，同埋俾到我哋真正嗰個安慰。
He'll add to our strength and add to our comfort。
第四章第一節，當耶穌話：你哋心裏頭唔好憂愁，你信神，你都當信我嘅時候。
When Jesus says in 14 verse 1, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me."
啊，呢個一個命令嚟嘅。
This actually is a commandment.
佢唔係講下俾你聽，咁你就諗下啦。
It's not just something that he's telling you so that you could just maybe think about it.
Nếu cái thần hơi bị dằn hơi có muốn hơi cái cái mình mình hơi cái là lấy để không hổ tâm giao sầu lấy để yêu thần ngọ thì tôi trong trường thần thì tôi trong thần ngọ.
It is God's commandment telling the believers not to be troubled. You need to believe and trust in me.
Đa hay tôi hay thường chỉ có mấy người được thèm đi nhất của tôi hay người được dằn yêu chủ cái nhất của cái quyết định.
But it also tells us that it's a choice that we need to make. When we hear about God, we need to make a conscious choice. Whether a choice between stopping at our current status, or to trust in Him and stop being troubled.
Why am I using that? Ah, what if I turn to God? I turn to Jesus, and replace the what if I continue in suffering?
And to choose to trust in God, trust in Jesus, and that takes the place of us being troubled.
What am I using that what it is to have song to yes, so time what it could do to my what it could do.
And we need to choose whether we would trust in God that He'd be our Lord. And often we need to make a choice when we hear God's commandment. And often our unfaithfulness comes because we choose to just stay status quo. So when we are troubled, it is because we made a choice to just stay in our lack of faith. So what is troubling our hearts right now? So what troubles us actually reflects what is a treasure in our hearts. So Jesus tells us where our treasure is, there our heart is also. So if our treasure is worldly wealth, when we lose that, we will be troubled. If what's most important to us is our health, when we lose that, we will be troubled. But the Bible tells us, the Bible tells us the most important thing is throughout our entire life, we are to manifest God's love and His might. And in our faith in Christ, we need to rejoice constantly. To turn our eyes upon Jesus, just like the hymn. What troubles you the most today? Are you facing a threat of your life? Or you're troubled because you just had a fight with your spouse.
À, 你冇錢去交交 mortgage.
Or that you don't have money to pay your mortgage.
但我講你聽。
But I'll tell you.
人生最大嘅煩惱就係今晚，當你唔喺世上嘅時候，你嘅靈魂會去邊度？
But what should trouble us the most is if you lost your life.Tonight, where would your soul be?
耶稣因为爱，而为你去有烦有忧愁，佢要嚟到呢个世界上去寻找去拯救你。
Because of you, Jesus has trouble in this world. He comes to search for you.
甚至佢自己。舍起生命死喺十字架上边
，sacrificed his own life on the cross，
救赎你出死亡嘅嗰权势
，to rescue you from the authority of death，
吓，定喺天父嗰度为咗你预备一个美好嘅地方
，and to prepare for you a place in God。
耶稣就系你嗰个回家正门嗰条路。
Jesus is the way for you to return home.
我哋一同起立，我哋嚟唱呢一首嘅诗歌。
Let us stand and sing of this hymn.
Thank you.
Let us pray.
Lord,
you have promised us that you are the way, the life, and the truth. We can hold on tight of your promise. That our heart will no longer be troubled. When we believe in God, we believe in Jesus. So that Jesus will be glorified. Lord, we uplift our work and our families. Our church, we place that in your hands. That when we face daily difficulties, that we may hold on tight to your promise and go through it. There are still so many who do not know you in this world. When they are lost and confused, Lord, help us and lead us beside them, so that we may share the good news with them, so that they too may get that grace. We pray all these in your Son's name.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.